Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Brilliantly Dumb Show, where would you rather be? Where would I rather be? Not a whole lot of places, to be honest. We're here, live, rocking and rolling. Mikey V has entered the chat, and of course, Joey D has entered the chat. Fellas, let me pan it on over to you. How
he
are
can't
we
hear
tonight?
He can't hear anything. Joe can't hear anything.
Joseph cannot hear anything, so we are off to a very cold
Why do we
start
have
here.
To see every fucking podcast every has a fucking problem
Hello?
On the
Hello?
Start?
Every time. Here we
Hello?
Go.
Why
here
is
we
that?
Go.
No, get it out.
Hello?
You're not wrong, Mikey B. Get it out.
Every time
can't
we
hear
start,
anything.
Am I the only person that knows how to set up a fucking
Why can't they
computer
hear anything?
With headphones? Am I the only one? Is it rocket fucking science?
I'm in, boys. I'm in.
I mean, it is really.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Joe.
It is,
good to see you.
You know, just an this week to week, what goes on around here, and I'm one of the main people.
Oh, you're
in,
a guilty
in the
part.
Circus. I know.
You're guilty. 100%.
It really is a circus.
Okay.
It really is just the different the shit that goes on week to week. And Joe, what are you eating?
Walnuts.
Walnuts.
They're good for the brain.
Is that
they
so?
Are.
Yeah, allegedly.
Mikey, I want to first off, Joey D, how are you today, sir?
I've been running like a freaking madman. I just got home from LAX, which you know is never fun, Bob.
No.
So, you know, I'm just a little
gonna need
disheveled.
You to pick that mood up, though. Gonna need you to pick the mood up a little bit, Joe.
Crank it up. Look,
I don't
want to
hear
I...
about how you're fucking tired. I don't want to hear it. Pick the fucking mood up. Let's go. Let's go,
Joseph.
We have a podcast. We need some energy from you, not walnut
eating. We just started.
Joe.
You just asked me how I'm doing. What do you want me to come out of the gate? All right, folks, we're here now. We're running out.
We're not doing an auction. I'm ready for that.
Good we'll just
Lord.
Do,
going
do,
once, going twice.
Do want to say about LAX, worst part of LAX of all time, you get in and you think that it's done, and then you go get your bags. To get to the Uber lot, you got to take a shuttle to the Uber lot.
No, I don't do that anymore.
What
I take
mean,
the big one.
What do you mean take the
big
one?
I take
big
a big
one?
SUV. It picks you up right where you're standing. You don't have to shuttle over.
See, he's gotten away from us, Mikey B. He's gotten away
That's
from
fine.
Us, Mikey B. Do you know?
I had a dog with me. I had four suitcases. I had a suit bag.
Do you know?
I had a lap. What do you want me to do? Shuttle with the dog?
I took a lot of shit for the Golden Tee. That's about one third of the price of a Golden Tee arcade game right there. Joey D splurging on that Uber right up.
Hey, Mikey,
you
know
get...
who taught me how to do that?
What?
You know who taught me how you could get the pickup from the right there with the big shuttle? You're
who?
Looking at him top left in your screen.
Well,
great
that,
service.
I don't doubt
great.
That. I don't doubt that at all.
It's
this
great
guy,
service.
The kettle calling the pot black. Unbelievable.
Isn't it the pot calling the kettle black?
Yeah, well, that's just semantics. That's semantics at this point, Bob.
I mean, it's just unbelievable.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't. No, okay, you did. You
yep.
did. You did.
Yep.
Real, real tough day for Mikey V. And yep. I can only imagine how much this hurts, Mikey. And Mikey texted me about it, and does man? I mean, I feel for you when you have a certain lunch spot that you go to every day. And Mikey, we have that thing where we send each other every time we have a meal. We send each other just a picture. We don't say anything. We just send the picture. Mikey V lost his lunch spot today. And
what happened,
Mikey? I'll give you the floor.
It's this mom and pop Italian place in Newark, New Jersey.
This is where you get the cutlets.
Yeah, I get the cutlet platter there. They have lunch specials every day, but it's the same specials. So Monday is like the same specials. Tuesday, the same specials every day. Nothing changes, right? Which is part of why the place is so great. Cash only. I mean, the platter you could get there for $8 compared to like what it would cost somewhere else would probably be like a $20 platter easily. And I walked in today. And like this place is an open kitchen with like three stoves from like the World War II era, an old Italian mom named Maria, who's probably in her, you know, 60s. She cooked every day. It was in business, same family owned it for 37 years. You walk in, the guy, Pat, who's her son. So it's family operated and owned. He was miserable every single day, never had a smile on, but I love the guy. We talked all the time. Great guy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Joe's just going to sit there and eat his fucking munchies.
I just
fine.
Can't.
That's fine.
I can't. Like,
just let him go.
There's
what?
No way I could.
That's fine. That's fine.
Sitting here
I'm
with
telling
a
12-pack
of munchkins, and it's like there's nothing that I have to address that.
What's a munchkin?
Munchkins from Dunkin' Donuts. And Mikey V, I do want you to get bacon, but these I just couldn't ignore the fact.
What's a munchkin, Joe? You never heard of a munchkin?
These are Timbits.
You've never heard of a munchkin, Joe?
No, I swear on my life, I never have.
Okay.
Have you heard of a Timbit?
No. No.
These Timbits are the real deal.
It pretty much, it looks like the same thing as a munchkin.
Well, they're from Tim Hortons. They're Canadian.
Oh, the Tim
Canadian Hortons. Canadian munchkin.
Yeah, I got to give that a play. Joe, is it?
Come on, you were interrupting Mikey V. He was telling a story.
Well, I'm so sorry. I just couldn't just sit there and just watch you do that and not address what was taking place there.
Anyway, long story short, this is a place I usually visit once a week for lunch. Again, cash only, cheapest prices around, but it's been in business for 37 years. I've been going there. It's been open as long as I've been alive on this earth. I walk in today. This place, like I said, the charm is really more in the food than anything else. It's not in the decor, that's for certain. I walk in today and it looked like a laboratory. Like there's LED lighting. I walked in and I was like, what is going on? I go, this is not normal. I go, are they remodeling this whole place? Didn't see my Maria there. Didn't see the guy, her son there, Pat. I immediately texted him and I said, what's going on here? And I was like, did you sell? I flat out asked him and he said, yeah, they sold. And had my regular Monday lunch that I would have typically. It was good, but there was a difference. It was not the same. They're still calling it the same place name. They still had the same menu items, but this is just the end of an era. And,
so they banged you.
This is what happens. No. Same prices.
You know what he did too, which is pretty sick move. The owner that he was texting with that, you know, they were saying so sorry that you're going to be leaving and stuff like that. The guy still asks, how was your meal today? Mikey V texts back, it was fine.
I'm not going to sit there and lie to the guy. I've been seeing him I've been going there for over 15 years. I'm not going to lie to him and because Mikey, he said, no, I know it's not the same. I know.
What they did, they pulled the wool over his eyes. You have to have the courtesy. If you have a regular customer, you have got
He's not wrong, Mike.
You know why he is wrong? Because this is the type of place that only regulars went to. If they were to do that, they would have to text every single customer, call out everyone in there.
They could put a sign up on the door saying,
we're going to sell.
You know what,
we're going to be under new ownership.
I had heard rumblings that they were going to sell, but I was very surprised that
they're trying to pull the wool over everyone's eyes, and most people wouldn't have the acute sense of, you know, like noticing the small details like you would, and they'd walk in regularly.
I knew right away something was off. As soon as I walked in, I looked at the guy I work with. I said, "What the fuck is
courtesy?"
You know what's interesting to me though, Joey D, is he would send me these plates, and the plates that he would send, I mean, he would get a portion that could feed 3-4 people, and he's getting it for like $8.99.
There's no reason they're selling.
Yeah, he used to do so. This was the secret hack of this place. Like people would go there and order sandwiches. I used to order a chicken cutlet platter, but she used to do it. Two pieces of chicken cutlet, fresh cut mozzarella, roasted peppers, long hot peppers, prosciutto sliced off the meat slicer, and a piece of bread. So I had a sandwich. I would make a sandwich, and then I would have half a platter left, and this was for $8. I mean,
that might be Mikey V ran out of business.
You might have.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you this. Raising the prices probably would have helped, but I think the mother's been standing on her feet for 12 hours a day as the only cook in there for probably 30 plus years. Like I said, 37 years.
That's what these nonas do.
I know, bro, but eventually, like, enough is enough. Like, I could tell she was at her wit's end with this place. Like, she had no help. And you know,
Mikey V coming in 3 times a week, just body bagging her.
Yeah. You know, God forbid,
I had to keep the place afloat.
You would think too, if you go up a couple dollars, you couldn't imagine that people are going to bitch about
funny thing. You see, they body bag people like Cut says they did when they raised the price of a roll and coffee in this place by $1 after COVID. They had signs up apologizing. We're sorry that we had to do this. Like, this is the type of place this was. It's over now. Rest in peace, Cafe Espresso peace. Italia, a staple of the East Ward of Newark. And it's gone. And it's not gone. It's still there, but I won't be returning. Out of loyalty, I won't be returning.
Joey D's got his hand up, Joey D.
Is there any is there any possibility they're opening a different shop somewhere else that you're not aware of?
0% chance. I spoke to him today. 0% chance.
I got news.
That sucks.
And I got news that Rao's might be calling it quits in Hollywood. Originally, they were going to look for a different location. Now there's rumblings. Yeah,
so Bob might have to get in financially and help support the system.
If there was anything that would make if there was anything that would make Bob move to the New York area, it would be Rao's of Hollywood closing so he could be closer to the one.
Imagine Bob.
He's got to have Rao's somehow.
Imagine Bob becoming part owner of Rao's.
Are you going to be the one to throw Rao's the life preserver, Bob?
I'll tell you what, man. That would really...
That's a lot of cameos.
You ain't lying, man. Let me tell you,
you're going to go in there and order a meatballs. It's going to be $55 for an order of meatballs.
You know, let me tell you what.
And a cashier's check.
I love when Joe
tells me. I love when Joe cracks himself up. You know what I mean?
It's so great. It makes it that much more funny.
He really does. He just cracks himself up. Joey D, by the way, and I'm seeing it now, and man, it's really, really going to look good. Joey D's got that salt and pepper coming in now, which might get him above an 8.5. I mean, I'm starting to see that coming in real nice.
I got a 7.2 from Mikey V.
That's tough.
And I got to say,
we're climbing.
I thought I was looking pretty fresh at that wedding, Bob. Not to pat myself on the back or anything, but
that's exactly what you just did. But yes, that's exactly
what you
just
did. It's above a 7.2 pat on the back. I'll say that much.
I
gave Mikey an 8.5.
Somebody commented,
8.5 might have been too high, though.
Maybe it was.
So much if it was going off of physique. I think 8.5 is too high.
Yeah, I would reassess the value now if I had to give.
By the way, Mikey's really good looking guy, but 8.5 is fucking high. Yeah. Like,
I think 8.5 is fair.
You don't think? You think you're an 8.5?
I think
you're like an 8.1.
That's more
In the H, regardless.
Yeah.
And Bob, I'm sorry, I don't think you're an 8.5 either.
Well, Joe, I didn't ask, but that's okay.
Joe, on the latest post that you had from the wedding, somebody who used to play for the Red Bulls is very loyal listener to the show, Murphy, his last name. He commented and said that this young man was on his way to the eights, well into the eights. So that shows you that he knows that he listens, pays attention. And I said this man is on the precipice of greatness, referring to you.
I don't know if I'm in the eights. I'd say I'm probably like a 7.7, or I'm a 7.8. I think that's fair.
Okay.
But yeah, I think I gave you guys maybe a little bit too. I was feeling good that day. I thought, you know, I gave you guys an 8.5. I thought I might get a reciprocal 8.1 or something, but lo and behold, I got a 7.2, Bob.
I think maybe it had to do with but maybe there was something off with you that day though, Joe. Could have been something else that I was looking at that day. Maybe I wasn't seeing the field well that day. It's possible.
Bob, you know what I just got? Sorry to change the subject, but I'm pretty excited about it. I got the new American Express business card just came. Should see how they wrap this sucker.
No, Joe, you can't do another credit card, man, with the amount.
No,
of
but this for the LLC. This for the LLC.
Oh, Jesus,
they wrap this sucker in a beautiful case, like an opening case with the cards just shimmering. It looks spectacular. You should look into getting it. You get American Centurion Lounge, Bob. You get to stay in the any American Centurion Lounge for free.
You know what, Joe? I get enough credit.
You sound like, and God rest his soul, my deceased 93-year-old grandfather. All he cared about was the fact he had an American Express Platinum card because he could go to the American Express Lounge.
That's the only thing
he cared about.
That is a
it's
really...
gonna be unreal. And I get global entry now.
That's the only thing he cared about.
All of that. It's gonna be great.
He would want to go to the airport 4 hours early just to take full advantage, as much advantage of that Amex club as he possibly could.
You know what the buffet's like in there?
Yeah, no, look, I'll be honest with you. That is a nice perk.
Into the American Centurion Lounge next time I go to the airport.
That is a nice perk. But, Joe, I just think you might have way too many credit cards to where I think
I do.
You do. How many credit? I'm not going to have you bust them all out. How many credit cards would you say that you have?
My accountant said I have to stop using all these cards.
Is that what he said?
I don't. I'm not.
Is that the Instagram account?
Yeah. By the way, his
guy did a great job. He's unreal.
His accountant.
Yeah. At John Smith, CPA.
Yeah. His accountant that he met through his DMs, who's a friend of
the guy's dad owns a fucking major accounting firm in New York.
All right.
We're just teasing.
I would love to know.
I'm getting him at a premium, Bob.
But what's his Instagram handle?
I will not.
Oh, come on. We got a few questions.
It would be so great if it was something so outrageously random and he trusted this guy to do his taxes. It would just make it so much funnier. Surfer guy, 92.
How did he have that dialogue with you? Was it a separate phone call where he said that you had too many credit cards, or was it something that just came up in passing?
No, he just said that I should be, for the LLC, I should be using one card only.
One, yeah.
You
don't want to have to track shit on multiple cards.
And then for the other one, and for anything else, I should be using just my regular American Express, or maybe a Visa. A place doesn't take American Express. But I got two Visas. I got American Express. I got a Capital One card. I got
what do you want?
He's not joking either, by the way. I've seen.
Well, you know why I do it. It helps boost your credit rating. My credit rating's through the roof right now.
Well, let me ask you, are you one of those people who, like, you go to the store and there's the table with the little, you know, guy over there and he's like, listen, sign up for this store credit card right now. You're going to get 20%.
No, I learned that the hard way. I did that once in like a JCPenney or something. And then it was a disaster. This was years ago. It was like Nordstrom's or something. They have like their own credit card or something. That was a disaster. I canceled that right away. But what I like to do is certain things, like, so American Express, you get like 3 times the points whenever you dine for food. So I use that for that. For like groceries, I use the Capital One card. For gas, I use the Visa.
I have a good work that he took out his wallet the other day and he takes his credit card out to split a bill at lunch. And his credit cards, because he handles none of the finances in his home, none. His wife handles them. He doesn't even know his interest rate on his house, on his mortgage. Doesn't even know what it is.
Okay. God.
Pulls out a credit card and it has like a shitty label maker sticker over it that says food/groceries. And then he takes another one out and it says travel/, you know, goods, whatever. Like, he has his wife labeled his credit card.
That's smart.
His balls. Yeah, but it looks insane.
Oh, it's got to look ridiculous.
It looks fucking insane.
If you know which one's good, then that's great. But he obviously is out to lunch. You know, it's not his fault.
I will say, by the way, the people that don't use a credit card, like, not to call them out, but Showtime just recently got into a credit. Why would you not? It's like you're leaving money on the table not having a credit card. And then some people count.
Some people can't fiscally. They become very irresponsible and irrational with the spending on the credit cards, like, though, Bob.
I can't wrap
Showtime my head. You don't get it. You go out, somebody, they think that they can just keep buying night. Shit. Say, watch out.
If Showtime got like a high credit card with, like, you know, regardless what the interest is, with like a higher limit, this guy'd be out golfing in freaking Augusta.
That's what I'm saying. He'd be
spending like a rogue. Like, it's not his fault. I mean, that's just who he is. But
it is his fault. Of course, it's his fault. Absolutely, it's his fault.
Well, we love him for that. We love him.
We do. We do. That's what makes him. But I don't get it though, Mikey. It's like you don't, you know. And not that
but maybe you have a lot more fiscal responsibility and perhaps you're a lot more fiscally disciplined than most. You know, some people that get a credit card, I know people that if I told you what kind of credit card debt some of these people are in, I don't know how they sleep at night. I don't know how they for me, nothing gives me more anxiety if, like, I know for a fact I have like 5,000 or 6,000 floating on a credit card. I know people with 20, 30, 40,000 in credit card debt, and they just walk around like lottie fucking doll. Like, nothing's, to me, that's like,
they're
that
getting
is
banged
the worst.
On interest.
Oh, they're getting crushed. Yeah, 16%, 17%.
Don't you know how much, like, don't you know how much money that you have, or do you
but
know how
you
much
know
money
how
that's
many
gonna be?
People
I just
live
can't.
off fucking credit, though. People live
yeah, some
off
people,
credit.
The money doesn't come in. They got to pay their rent. They put on the credit card.
Yeah, yeah.
If if you're lucky enough where a landlord will even take a fucking credit card. I don't know any landlord that's taken anything but a check or a personal check or a bank check. They got to be fucking crazy. You're never going to get paid.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Well, my system, it's online, so you could just pay with the card.
Oh, yeah,
card.
Yeah. Well, that's directly through a third party bank
the database. Yeah. Speaking of which, I got to get out of this place. This place is stinks, Bob.
I thought we went over this last week.
We sure did.
Get out of there.
I'm telling
you, don't want to get out.
It's been years, Mikey V. It's been years.
I'm going to tell you something.
Go ahead.
I have a bone to pick with Bob.
Fucking A. Jesus Christ, where did that come
All right, from? Let's hear it.
Because I just remembered it. I was going to forget it. Joe, do you want to know what this guy did to me last night? This guy.
Okay.
All right, listen to this, Joe. Joe,
Bob's waving the white flag.
Yeah,
I'm sitting on my couch last night. It's about 9. Now, I'm up very early Monday morning to go into the office, right? Now, weekends for me, they fly by because Saturday now, Dom started soccer again. So Saturday's fucking, as soon as I wake up in the morning, Saturday's basically shot out of a cannon. Soccer, we come home. By the time we come home, the weekends just fly by. And now with Mother's Day this past weekend, it was like the weekend wasn't even there. Like I had so much running around to do, the weekend wasn't even there. This guy at about 9 o'clock last night texts me and he goes, Mikey, let me ask you a question. He goes, you ever get the Sunday scaries where you're disgusted that you have to go into work the next day? And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I know Bob asks very random questions all the time. Like Bob's a very inquisitive guy. Like he always asks like questions, which is fine. So I answered him. I said, Bob, absolutely. I said, I have all the anxiety in the world right now about going to work tomorrow. Like I'm dreading. Or he said, are you dreading it? I said, yes, I'm dreading it. Absolutely. So I was expecting like a follow-up. Do you know that this fucking guy did not, he fell asleep and did not text me back for the rest of the night. So not only did I have the Sunday scaries, not only was I dreading it before the text message, but then it was exacerbated to the 10th power when he decides to randomly text me, are you dreading going to work tomorrow? Yeah, fucko, I'm dreading going to work tomorrow, I am. And he texts me this morning, he goes, yeah, that's on me, I fell asleep, that's bad. I give you that one, that was bad.
I will say this. I used to bust Bob's balls all the time because the guy's, no offense, Bob, he's in his own world because he doesn't have a schedule. And now, Bob, I'm going
to
back you up in a second.
Back
so
to
I'm,
the,
okay,
back
yeah,
to
I'm
the,
gonna,
manager,
I'm,
back,
I'm
to,
just
back
body,
to the like, assistant, Joe. Back to the assistant.
So I was working my balls off. This guy didn't know what day of the week it was and didn't know what he was going to do. I will say this. In the last couple months, I've become more like Bob to the point where, like, I didn't know what day of the week it was the other day. I thought it was a Tuesday. It was a Thursday.
I have to know because I got to get the fuck to Friday.
I know,
I
but
go.
That's
I
what I'm saying is that you become kind of like, it's just like this long stretch of a week and you don't go to work every day. And it's just like the days just kind of roll into another. And I've actually, I've become a lot more like you in that sense, which is kind of scary, but it is what it's backing Bob up to his point. Well, Mikey,
I have no problem with the comment whatsoever. I have no problem with
the question.
It was the fact that he sent it at 9 p.m. on Sunday night when Sunday scaries would be at its absolute peak. Had he asked me that question on like a Wednesday, there'd be no problem whatsoever.
Mikey, the thing is, I will say, with the Brilliantly Dumb Show getting bigger, soon enough, the Sunday scaries will be gone when it goes.
Well, but by the way,
from your lips to God's ears, Joe.
You know,
from your lips to God's ears, pal.
I'm saying we're starting a movement here, Mike.
My thing that I do a lot, Joe, now is I've noticed I always Mikey V. It's very fun to pick his brain, and he's just seen a lot more shit than I have, and he's a very intelligent.
I'm like fascinated.
Yeah, I really am. He's even just like life. Like I'll ask him like family questions and stuff like that, and like what to
he's
do.
Not an alien.
No, it's just it's nice to pick his brain about stuff. So sometimes at night, I just think of a lot of questions, and I'll ask Mikey V. I like asking him those questions, especially if I ever smoke a joint at night. I'm telling you, two pulls in.
Know instantly when as soon as he texts me, I'm like, okay, you're in the clouds right now, aren't you?
Yeah, yes. I like picking his brain, maybe more than anybody, just with like life shit, like all that types of shit. I love it. So in reality, Mikey V, it's a compliment to you.
No, I understood the compliment. It was unfortunate what happened after the question.
But me falling asleep. But totally agree with that, by the way.
And that I left me. That was a real cliffhanger. A real cliffhanger.
Fair enough.
I was like, where is he going with this?
He's got.
I have a real sincere question, Mikey V.
Sure.
Well, I don't know how I should phrase this. If how much would it take you, like money wise? Listen to what I have to say.
There's only one way this question could go, Joe.
Angel, where can you go?
How much money would it take in American dollars for you to leave your existing profession?
No. That's not what I'm asking.
Okay.
How much money would it take you in American dollars to allow you, Bob, to be responsible for your children for 1 week?
A week?
One whole week.
No, come on, Bob. Time out. Wait, there's no amount?
No.
If I offered you 100 grand,
there is not. My wife or I could not handle these two one on two for an entire week with no tag team partner, with no help.
Just by yourself, if you could
you're gonna watch two toddlers by yourself for 1 week,
one
of which doesn't shit on the potty, still goes in diapers. Gabriella still goes in diapers, right?
That's a problem.
Dominic will take a leak for you. He'll go sit on the shitter. By the way, he was saying crap tonight for the first time. He said, I took a big crap, daddy. He said, we don't say crap, we say poopy. But anyway, one of whom doesn't shit in a toilet. You're gonna watch both, and you had a
1 week.
It'd be an exhausting week for sure.
there would be very little time for cameos, Bob. Very little.
Well,
no worries about cameos.
Just it's like a reality show.
I'm 1 week. Paid?
Cameras on, Bob. He's with the kids. You get paid, okay. And you have to. You cannot come in to interfere. So, like, you're watching Bob via camera try to handle the day-to-day situations.
I would let him do it for free because I would laugh my fucking ass off. He would tap out. I'm going to say this.
How long would he last?
Let's rephrase it. Let's reshape
How long would he last?
He would tap out in 2 days max. 2 days max, Bob is tapping. But he's tapping like Jake Paul if he got put in a reverse fucking cross-neck crippler.
The only thing I'm concerned about is But you would trust their safety, though, no?
150%. But okay. I also know that you'd be tapping, Bob.
Oh, sure. Okay.
I'd last 4 to 5 days.
As long as... So I'd last two, and Joe, you'd last four to five, is what you're saying here?
I think I'm pretty good with kids.
If you don't say so yourself, Joey D.
I didn't say a week. I said four to five days.
Joe does have the dog. He's been very attentive to the dog, Bob.
Well, for instance, let's say the last time that he
but
was
Bob
with
does
his
have
kid.
Some experience with the niece. He's got some uncle experience.
He
we
goes
can't
over there
that
and
short.
Does a couple knee slap jokes and does his thing and leaves.
I mean, he's right. He's not wrong. But let's keep in mind, by
Christmas
the way,
gifts, I'm sure.
Last time, Mikey V, that Joey was with your kids, he was holding up Dominic and G Baby high as a kite in a picture, which
it was only G Baby, and she loved me.
That picture is one of the classic pictures.
Unbelievable! It's an unbelievable.
He's as far up in the cumulus as you could possibly imagine in that picture, man.
Where the fuck is that picture?
I gotta find it. Go ahead, guys.
I'm gonna have to take it from it up. It's an unbelievable picture.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the Brilliantly Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our good friends over at BetterHelp.com. Life doesn't always go the way you want to, and it doesn't come with a user manual. So when it's not working for you, it's normal to feel stuck. That's why BetterHelp.com is here. BetterHelp.com matches you with a licensed therapist. They have matched over 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online plus it's affordable, and you don't have to go to a doctor's office or go to some type of building. You could do it all from the comfort of your new home, of your home. You can't go wrong when you go with BetterHelp.com. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/BDS. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BDS. BetterHelp.com. Change your life today for the better.
Good banter here, but let's go on into our buy and sell of the week. What did Joey D see that he liked? What did Joey D see that he didn't like? This is the
I
buy
have the
or
picture.
Sell segment. Cutsy, take it away.
Oh, God.
I'm going to have to take it.
Wait, can I show the picture real first?
Yeah, you sure can.
Gabriella looking at it may be the best part of the picture. Uncle Cutsy and his
unreal. It's unreal. It is. Joey D, okay, buy or sell.
All right, I'm selling this week. I don't know. This is something that really just and I'm sure that you're both gonna agree with me. I don't know how these things passed like a consensus. I'll say that much. The paper straw has got to be one of the worst inventions world. I'm so sorry. I have never met anybody in my entire life who says that the paper straw is worth the two sucks that it lasts before it disintegrates, because that's all it's good for. And you know what? I'm sorry. I like turtles, save the environment. I went to CVS the other day, Bob. Turtles. I bought one thing of gel and a thing of Haribo gummy bears, and I got a scroll of paper from the CVS that looks like I just bought the store. So I'm sorry, we're saving on one end with the paper straw, but then we're wasting paper and trees by the bushel. It just doesn't make
drinking out of a paper straw after like 2 minutes is like drinking out of a cooked piece of bucatini. That's what it's like.
I will make an analogy. Trying to use a paper straw is like making a napkin out of razor blades. It's just absolutely ridiculous. It's stupid. It doesn't work. It's worthless. And I don't know. You know what I saw the other day now too? A wooden.
Let them go.
I went to it was Tim Hortons. Tim Hortons. I went to Tim Hortons. They gave me a fork
home
and
of,
a knife.
Home of the Canadian Munchkin, by the way.
That was good.
Go,
Joe.
I went there. Took a takeout, you know, and they gave me, you know, the utensils, like the fork and knife, it's normally plastic. Wooden forks and spoons. What are we doing
terrible.
Here? Wooden? Made of that's wood. It was terrible. Like cardboard. I don't know what we're doing.
Wait. Cardboard? Like heavy stock, cardstock, cardboard?
Was,
or wood?
Yes, it was wood, but it felt
wood. This is wood.
It was wood. It said wooden spoon. It looked like a piece of cardboard shaved into a spoon. I don't know. And it's driving me nuts. I feel like this is a new wave now. And it's like, what are we doing here? Give me a plastic straw. Instead of worrying about the turtles, get some fucking cleanup crews on the beaches and we'll be fine. I'm sorry. I'm passionate.
The paper straws are terrible.
It ruins the
cups. So are the new non-styrofoam coffee cups.
Oh,
too.
It ruins
they disintegrate.
The beverage.
They're bad. They're dangerous. They're dangerous.
It's not good. And everybody ends up just taking them and tossing them anyways. So they're spending money on shit that's not being used. It's counterproductive. Selling the paper straw. I'm sorry. It's been on my chest for a while.
You know what, Joe? That would give me the willies. Like even watching Mikey V with the wooden, holding that wooden pencil, that would give me the willies. And especially with the willies.
What?
It's like the you don't know what the willies are.
Like the chills.
You know, like
nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah, like that feeling.
Is that called willies?
The willies.
Yeah, like napkins out of razor blades, basically.
So, yeah, that would be devastating.
Yes.
Yeah. That's that. I don't like that one bit. So again, I don't mind the sell. I know Mikey V won't mind the sell.
No, it's a good sell.
I'll go ahead and this is a buy and it's a very obvious buy. I don't think there's anybody there that's going to be like, oh no, you're wrong. It's a very, very obvious buy, but it just needs to be stated. Cause I told you last week, how much I've been loving the NBA playoffs is just, I really don't watch really the regular season. Didn't watch it all this year. The NBA playoffs has been awesome. It's been so much fun. Yeah, it really has. You will never find a show again where a halftime show where people almost look forward, where the main show starts at halftime. The TNT crew, Chuck, Kenny the Jet, these guys are the best that have ever done it. And it's not even close, man. I get so excited looking for the halftime report, the post-game report. It's just unbelievable. There's no agenda whatsoever. I mean, they'll talk about the game, but they're not afraid to go off. Like, these guys are so good. They're so raw. They're so funny. And in a world where you got to watch just about everything that you say now, they're like the unicorns where
Chuck and Shaq don't give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck.
Did you see the guy they brought on the other day? He was like the impressionist who talks like them.
No.
That was really, really funny. They brought a guy who talks exactly like Chuck and Shaquille O'Neal. It was hysterical.
It's so Chuck well is done, so funny, man. It's so – and by the way, when they do go off on these rants and these tangents that nobody else would say, 99% of the time when they go off it, what they're saying is true and what they're saying is right, and he can get away with it. It's just – they're just so fucking good. I'm telling
you. We should have them on the show.
That would be nice. Yeah, I mean – Mikey, do me a favor. If you could reach out to these guys, get Chuck on the horn.
Let's sell ourselves short here, gentlemen.
I mean,
I don't have, well, Shaq, I might be able to. Let me reach out.
Mikey, we met Shaq.
The day Wendy's responds from their retreat is the day that I'll reach out to Shaq. I'm sorry, Mikey. I had to say the day they reach out is the
what
day
a
that I'll
blow.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, it's not Mikey's fault.
You know what? I'm still holding out hope.
Maybe, I am. Mikey has a shot at you. I'm just saying that we that's the day that I'll call.
Well, get we got Shaq the biggie bag.
We did get the biggie bag.
We got the biggie bag.
We did get the biggie bag, which is pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
The biggie bag will be in the studio, by the way.
Just wow.
What's the ETA on completion on the studio?
The 2 days before I get back. So it'll be done on the 23rd.
Of May. Oh, good.
Yeah. They're doing it when you're out of town?
Yeah, I left him the key outside. I trust him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's a lot of trust. Yeah, that's a talent.
I'll tell you what's pretty nervy is I sent the golden tee to his house. And I forgot to tell him that I was sending it.
So it just showed up there.
So nervy, man. So nervy. Really, really. Like,
what the fuck is this?
I know. And to not text him, and to be honest, I wasn't doing it to be rude. I just didn't think of it. You imagine, I mean, just a golden tee showing up to your place. You know what I mean? It's just very nervy of me. But that'll be the 23rd. Buy or sell, Mikey V.
All right, I'm selling this week. I'm selling this guy. This guy has worked some of my nerves in the last, I would say, the last 5-6 years. I think he's gone off a different path. I think he's done some real shitty movies. And it's a shame because he's an absolute legend of an actor. He's an absolute legend. But this latest fiasco, I have to sell him. I'm sorry. Robert De Niro having a kid, 79 fucking years old, man. What the fuck are you doing, man? That poor kid, let me tell you. He's lucky if he gets fucking 10 years out of his dad. He's lucky. And that's just calling it the way it is, man. Like, let's go with the law of fucking averages. This kid is going to be behind the eight ball. Why? Because Robert De Niro outwardly said, well, you know, these actors, they like to make sure that their legacy is spread. And that you already got fucking 6 kids, man. Like, what the fuck is going on? I just think it's so selfish at that age. And I'm not one to judge, especially if like the guy never had a kid or he's with a woman that never had a kid. But to do it at almost 80 years old, man, like what the fuck are we talking about?
Maybe it wasn't
bro?
Planned.
I mean, Joe, he's fucking 80, man. Like, come on, you're banging De Niro. Something's going on, you know, and he's not divulging any of this, any of the information. But for Bobby De Niro to be, it's so fucking weird. These A-list, high A-list actors and actresses, some of them are just so bizarre. Some of the things them, like they're just so weird. Like Leo DiCaprio, I love Leo DiCaprio. I think he's one of the greatest of all times. I'm not going to get off subject. The sell is on Bobby De Niro having a kid at 79 years old. It's absurd. But like Leo with the, like his whole thing now, it's been for years, is like about nature
preservation. Environmental preservation.
Like he's ultimate environmentalist, but it's just
what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just, it seems so bizarre to me. It's just bizarre. They're just,
maybe if more people did it, the world wouldn't be in fucking turmoil and we wouldn't have paper straws.
Perhaps it wouldn't. Well, I'm going to tell you this. If Leo caught you with a plastic straw, he'd probably stick it right up your ass is what he'd
do. By the way, Mikey,
he'd be very
Mikey,
upset.
We should get him on the show.
Leo?
Well, we should get him.
I'll put in the call to Marty. I'll put in the call to Marty tonight, see if he can grab me Leo for next week. But yeah, De Niro having a kid at 8 years old, bro. Like,
you know,
you're not going to be able to do stuff with him like I'll be able to do with Dom. And I wish I had Dom. And I mean, I wasn't ready to, but I kind of envy those parents who have kids at 18, 19.
Those kids have terrible childhoods.
That's not all of them do, Joe. That's not true. Not all of them do. You're making a very broad stroke generalization.
90%.
I'm going to tell you this. It would thrill me nothing more than to be able to, like, guarantee almost that I could go to all my kids' high school games, college games, if he plays in college. Like that, I think
those
there's
kids
something
like
to be said
McDonald's,
for that.
18-year-old parents. What are we talking about?
Joey D.
I mean, listen, I got no dog in that race. Joe's going for fucking throats. I got no dog in that race. All I'm saying is sometimes I find
18
it
years
to
old,
be a little
you're
going to
pay the rent. How are you going to afford
it? Joe, there's fucking 12-year-olds making millions on fucking YouTube playing with fucking, toys, Nickelodeon toys on YouTube. They make millions.
But what does that have to do with anything?
He's saying that they can't afford, an 18-year-old can't afford.
The average 18-year-old in America does not have a disposable income.
Saying, these kids these days are making a lot of money very young, Joe. I don't know.
You know, instead of putting your kids in karate, you're going to take up a chess game because
they
don't
know. I understand in medieval times how these people, you know, they had kids at 16, 17 because they were going to be dead at like 40, right?
Yeah,
so I kind of got that. But at the same time, maybe it would be something else if
that's,
you know,
ridiculous.
I don't know. You know, at this point in my life, Dom would be almost 20 years old. That would be wild. That would be wild, wouldn't it? If I was my age now and had a 20-year-old son, that would be fucking crazy.
That would be preposterous.
Be pretty cool. Bet you'd be a fan of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. I guarantee you that.
Cutsy, you're buy or sell. You could have sold 18-year-old parents is what you could have.
I don't think anybody's buying that anytime soon aside from Mikey B.
I'm not buying it. If you listen to what I said, I envy it to a degree.
He started off on with some reasoning with the selling of the 80-year-old dad.
I mean, because that's absurd, Joe. You're shorting the kid of fatherhood.
At least that kid's
going to get a father for a long time. If the father's halfway decent, that's pretty good.
Maybe they can take SATs together.
Back to the Robert De Niro thing. As we know, I'm not the movie guy here in this chat, but it does seem like you made a good point, Mikey, is that he has done some really bad movies, no?
Oh, Bad Grandpa or whatever it is?
Yeah.
The sequels to all... Now, Meet the Parents was very, very funny.
Great movie, yeah.
But then they made like 4 sequels, right? They made like all these sequels, and it was just
that's something
redundant.
That you should sell the sequel.
Yeah,
9 times out of 10, the sequel sucks.
It's a good sell. That's a good sell.
I couldn't believe it. It's becoming a bit now, and it amazes me that there's still fans out there. It to me, it's more of a bit. I just saw that the Fast and Furious is apparently.
Oh god!
Talk about a fucking movie that just needs to die.
Vin Diesel needs to wrap it up. But I can't blame him. The guy's making millions.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing. I went to the movies the other day,
and the first 2 previews was Fast and Furious 10 and Transformers 7 or whatever the fuck it is. Who is stupid enough?
What movie did you go see?
I went to go see, what did I see? Babe? Yeah. What did we see the other day? What movie?
This has to be something.
Oh, Air Jordan. Great
movie. Air, yeah, I heard it's
great,
really good.
Great,
really fucking good.
Great,
man.
Go, Bob, go. It's amazing.
I've heard it's fun, but yeah, Bob, that's like
Matt
it's
Damon,
movie,
Ben Affleck.
I heard it's awesome. I heard it's fucking incredible.
Jason Bateman.
I gotta watch it. You could probably stream that and pay for it on the television.
You know, it's hysterical.
Oh, it's amazing, Bob. It's amazing.
you know, it was hysterical. It was either last week or maybe the week before that where Bear Down saw a movie that he loved and Cutsy said it was horrific. You guys saw it right around the same time. Was it the Elvis? Was it the Elvis movie?
Oh, yeah, Elvis, yeah.
Yeah, at the same time. You said it was great and Cutsy hated it. That's rare to where you get something like that.
I don't know. I think he watched the wrong Elvis movie, I think.
Possible.
It was not good.
Possible.
No, he watched the right one. It just wasn't good. I'm sorry. Okay. Like, I couldn't follow it.
Fair enough. Okay, so Mikey V is going to go ahead and
strokes for different folks.
You do wonder too, like some of these previews that come out, like you would just think you look at them and it's like that's got to be so bad, you know? It's like them. It's like people who like I always
like cocaine bear.
You know, I always wonder like, okay, I went into a pizza shop the other day, okay, and I had the slice of pizza and it was such a bad slice of pizza,
which is
tough.
That's tough to do.
Yeah, and I think to myself, don't the owners, like, don't their family, their friends, don't they know that it's bad? And I asked my dad the other day, and he said some of them know that it's bad, but they want to get good margins on it, so they use cheap stuff, and they're able to get away with it. That sometimes they do that, but you would think that they know it's bad. Similar when you're making a movie, you would think that you know that this movie stinks. You know what I mean?
I just saw the preview. They're making another Megalodon movie with what's his name? Jason Statham. They're making another one. It's incredible. Look,
how does this pass?
Who is budgeting this? It's amazing that someone budgets it.
You know what, too? With the writer's strike, there's going to be a whole lot shittier movies coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
Good take, Joey D. It's a very good take, Joey D. All right, boys. It's true. Let's go ahead and let's dip into our top five here. Let's go ahead and let's dip into the top five. Today's top five is going to be, it's a Bob top five, and there was no really resistance in the chat from it at all. It's going to be top five rappers. That's going to be top five rappers of all time. Again, I'm always getting my balls busted for not going first, so let me go ahead and let me start out first, if you boys are okay with that. Number five, okay? Might take some heat for this. I like what I like. Go ahead and give me J. Cole at number five. I think J. Cole's tremendous. And, yeah, I'm putting it on there, Joe. And not only is he tremendous, when you see this guy, you talk about one of the most humble people on the planet.
Well, that's great. He's not a top five rapper of all time.
I don't know. I like him a lot. I like J. Cole a lot.
Clearly you do.
I got J. Cole at five. I think that was unnecessary, by the way.
Hey, Poochie.
Joe, it's kind of blurred out. You got
the I know. Thing. I have the blurry on it.
Blurred out.
Holding like Dr. Evil holds Mr. Big.
I got J. Cole at five. I know that's not going to be very popular, clearly. Number four, give me Biggie Smalls. Give me Biggie Smalls at four. I got a feeling he will be on all of our lists. Give me Biggie Smalls at four. Number three, I take some shit for this. I like what I like. I think the guy's phenomenal. Give me Drake at three. I think Drake's tremendous. I think for our generation,
Drake has to be on Joe's list. He's fucking Canadian. He's got to be on Joe's list.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you would think.
Wait, yeah, Joe named him top five artist of all time, didn't he?
No.
No?
I think
on the top five artists of all time. Joe, I think you did. I think you did.
All right. I got Drake at three. I got Eminem at two. I actually was just watching 8 Mile last night. Also a great movie. He did a real good job acting in that. Some of these.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
He's good. Really did. Yeah, it's got to be hard to kind of play yourself, like, you know, in a movie vibe. I thought he was tremendous. And then number one, give me Jay-Z. Give me Hove at number one. I think where I might lose this list is J. Cole at five. That's okay. I think
he's tremendous. Want. There's a couple egregious misses here, Bob. an egregious omission, I think. A really, really obvious egregious omission here. But
Tupac?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's my honorable mention as stuff as that is to say.
Okay.
But do you really like
J. Cole over Tupac? Stuff?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd rather listen to Tupac than J. Cole, to be honest.
I think J. Cole's just be honest. All right, that's fair.
No, it's not to be offensive. I'm just
he likes what he likes. Joey D, take it away.
All right, number five. guy who's on Bob's list. That guy's great. There's no denying it. One of the best songs of all time in Juicy. I'm going to put B-I-G-G-I-E, Biggie, number five.
I've never heard him introduced as B-I-G-I-E, but but it works. It works.
It does. Number four. This is, you know, Bob went with his guy, you know, maybe doesn't deserve to be on the list, but he likes what he likes. I'm going to do the same, but I actually think, lyrically speaking, and just as a musician, and just from a music standpoint, this guy deserves to be either on the list or an honorable mention at the very least. I'm going Kanye West at number four.
I love that play.
And honestly, tell me a rapper who has almost as many bangers as this guy does.
No, it's awesome.
Song after, to the point when he got almost banned, like putting Instagram stories up with Kanye West songs, it slaps every time. And I couldn't do it for a while because he was, you know, off the deep end. But that being said, it's a testament to
College Dropout is one of the greatest albums ever produced.
It was incredible.
Ever.
Oh my God. Jesus Walks. That song slaps. All right. Number three, I'm going to go with Hova. I'm going to go with Jay-Z at number three. Yeah, this guy's done it for years and years and years. And not only that, when you discover a phenom talent like Rihanna, the guy just knows what he's doing. This guy prints money. He's my number three slot. And number two, I'm putting Tupac. I don't know, Bob, how you don't put this guy on the list. Fair enough. But this guy... And he's a West Coast guy too, Bob. So I have mad love for this guy.
That California crowd may not be too happy about that.
This guy was as lyrically gifted, and his raps are unbelievable. As a rapper, he's just unbelievable. He's my number two. And number one, I might be biased, but I just feel like this guy revolutionized and changed the whole game. I got Eminem at one. Eminem, to me, when you listen to his music, when you hear just the shit that he was saying and how controversial he was, and you ever listen to that song Rap God where he just fucking goes on a tear? He's unbelievable. He's got to be my number one. And to be honest, guys, Drake is not on my list because here's the reason.
There's going
to
be a big – you're going to get some big pushback. Yeah, that, Joe.
I get it.
Only because you named him a top five artist of all time.
But it's an artist. This is top five rappers. And I don't think he's – to me, but his R&B selection – as more of an R&B artist, especially when he started out, is not his rapping that I fell in love with. It was more of him being an R&B / hip-hop artist.
The pageantry.
And I can't put him up against any of those five that I listed and says from a rap standpoint that he'd be better than any of those guys.
Okay. I will say I think the explanation's fair. The R&B explanation, I
love his music, but this is top five rap.
I do think there will be a little bit of an uproar. Oh,
there's going to be.
I think that's fair. with that being said,
I'm not going to stoke that fire, though. I will not. I promise. Yeah, you have my word.
I was ready. No, by the way, I was ready to stoke that fire. The explanation does make sense.
I'm going
to
let it go.
Mikey V, let's pan it over to you.
Number five, Nas. Give me Nas at number five. Nas, tremendous, tremendous rapper. Four, Eminem. I don't think you could not have Eminem, and Eminem's got to be. The only reason I don't have him higher is because the next three guys I think are just the icons of rap. In my opinion, they're the this
He's
is the Mount
Rushmore. Jay-Z, Tupac, Jay-Z
is
Biggie.
Jay-Z is at three. Hov is at three. I just like Tupac and Biggie more. I just like them more. I like their voice more. I like their lyrics more. So Tupac is at two. And then Biggie is number one for me as an East Coast kid. Listening to Ready to Die, when I first heard that album, I don't think I listened to anything else. That was the one CD I had that I just, every single song, every single Machine Gun Funk, every Juicy, every single song on that. Mm. Notorious B.I.G. number one. And then I have an honorable
mention. Is that because you're East Coast too?
I'm giving Biggie and Pac to me are one A and B, but I will put Biggie above Pac because of the East Coast. I will go with
Isn't
Biggie.
Isn't it sad that we don't have rap artists like that anymore? Extremely not to mention good guys like Dr. Dre.
You got J. Cole.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you do. Cole. A lot of guys missed it. You got J. Cole.
You got J. Cole.
J. Cole.
Yeah. Okay, and Mikey, the honorable mention.
There's another great one.
Honorable mention for me. So it was difficult for me to do this list without putting the Wu-Tang Clan, because we didn't say best rap groups. Because if it was best rap groups, Wu-Tang Clan is the number one for me. So I'm going to go with a member of the Wu-Tang Clan who's my favorite. Ghostface Killah is my favorite rapper from Wu-Tang Clan. I think his style, I think Liquid Swords is one of my favorite albums of all time. And actually, I think that was the GZA, not Ghostface. So, but Ghostface is my number one Wu-Tang Clan member of all time. Ghostface Killah.
Joey D, honorable mention.
I mean, it's tough. Like I just said, there's so many guys between Snoop, Dre, Eazy-E, Ice Cube, all these. Nas is another one. I'm going to put a guy who I just think, again, lyrically is extremely talented. Kendrick Lamar is my honorable mention. You might not like him. I watched this guy live. This guy is unbelievable. He's really fucking good.
All right. Yeah, I'm going Tupac. I don't hate the Kanye one either, though,
man. No, I like Kanye a lot.
Yeah. Give me Kanye. Give me Kanye honorable.
You're leaving Tupac out completely?
Yeah, I would give them that. I mean, look, I don't know. Wow.
I'll tell you who's not winning this week.
Yeah, I was around for Kanye. You know what I mean? It wasn't really. Yeah, well,
Kanye
you know
deserves to be on the list.
So be it.
I don't disagree with Kanye at all. I love the Kanye play. It's just that I can't, in good faith, put Kanye over Nas, Eminem, Jay-Z, Tupac, or Biggie.
You could put him over Nas.
Maybe Nas. It's right there.
Fellas, damn good podcast. Damn good top five there. We're on the move, boys. We are on the move right now. If you
give me
please,
Chuck.
We're trying to get Charles Barkley on the podcast. Five stars. Comment. Keep the boys moving. We want Joey D.
Sorry to interrupt, and I know you had a movement. We should get everybody who listens to the podcast on the next post to tag Charles Barkley. Create a little movement.
That would definitely seal the deal. How could it not?
Yeah, yeah. What? Expect Charles Barkley on the show next week. Ladies and gentlemen, that does it. Another edition of the Brilliant Dumb Show. I love you, boys. I appreciate you, boys. We will see you next week.